been committed, I gasped. A document of immense value has been stolen from the Foreign Office. Has anyone passed this way?
I have been standing here for a quarter of an hour, sir, said he. Only one person has passed during that time, a woman, tall and elderly, with a paisley shawl.
Oh, that is only my wife, cried the commissionaire. Has no one else passed?
No one.
Then it must be the other way that the thief took, cried the fellow, tugging at my sleeve.
But I was not satisfied, and the attempts which he made to draw me away increased my suspicions.
Which way did the woman go? I cried.
I don't know, sir. I noticed her pass, but I had no special reason for watching her. She seemed to be in a hurry.
How long ago was it?
Oh, not very many minutes.
Within the last five?
Well, it could not be more than five.
You're only wasting your time, sir, and every minute now is of importance, cried the commissionaire. Take my word for it that my old woman has nothing to do with it, and come down to the other end of the street.
Well, if you won't, I will.
And with that, he rushed off in the other direction. But I was after him in an instant and caught him by the sleeve.
Where do you live? Said I.
16 Ivy Lane, Brixton, he answered. But don't let yourself be drawn away upon a false scent, Mr. Phelps. Come to the other end of the street and let us see if we can hear of anything.
Nothing was